Yeah, yeah! Hey, hey, hey! It's your boy, Big Bumble Bali. We back with that Grease Valley Radio. Hey, oh, I know y'all been waiting for it, you little grease babies, you wayward wanderers. You've been thinking, where are my supplies? How am I supposed to know what highways are safe? What's going on here? And we back. It's been a few months, I know. There's a lot's been going on. A lot has changed. The valley's been under massive rebuilding. I mean, last time I talked to you guys, we were under attack by a Hecatoncrates, a God AI. We were attacked by a Saren Stone Lich. It was a rough time, but with all of our friends and everybody like always, we're able to rebuild bigger and better, you know what I mean? I gotta say, Captain Grimble has stepped up major with his M-Jet, and he's been making stop-offs and the Red Rocks to bring us supplies and stuff. Oh, the Highway Queens send their supply trains over to our depot every once in a while. And I'm busy too. Holy moly, my slime hawk hatched. Uh-oh, a slime hawk queen under Bali's wing? Oh yeah, you know it. And her name is Larkin. I wish I had more time to spend with Larkin. I mean, baby Bella is already jealous. She's going around oinking all over the place nowadays. But I got a lot on my plate. I've been kind of helping everybody organize and keeping this place together. So, you know, it's hard to be a papa. I mean, especially when the frickin' Golden State is on our back and has essentially declared war with all of the filthy states. And I mean, it's not super surprising with the power vacuum that was left after the Swamp Kingdom was defeated. I mean, it's created chaos throughout the filthy states. Everybody wants to be the new leader. Everybody wants to lead the filthy states to be great again and make everything nice. And we can't even handle a pandemic right now. Everybody's all sick and stuff. So, you know, I'm gonna bring you guys all the information, all the news reports of what's been happening, from my rat scavengers all the way from the Hungry Boys down in Red Rock. I mean, I'm gonna bring you guys all the news, all the supply drops, and yeah, we're back in business, baby. And it's, you know, give me a second. I'm gonna have to catch you guys up with what's happened in the world because a lot's changed. But, you know, we'll get back into the cryptids. I'll give you guys updates on who's hanging out, on what everybody's up to. But first, I gotta catch you guys up on what's happened to the filthy states today. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey, Grease folks. All right, so let's get to it. The current state of things. I'll just catch you guys up with what's been happening in the filthy states, and I really hope wherever you are in the filthy states, you've been staying safe, or wherever you are in this giant broken world, you're staying safe out there, because things have been awfully hectic lately. But let's start with the Grease Valley. I mean, we've become a full settlement lately. We got patrols, we got questers coming through all the time. We've got a good little economic system. We got good trades going on with the local towns and stuff. I mean, we try not to like start shit with anybody, but like there's been a lot of aggression going around, so we gotta put our foot down every once in a while. I mean, Baltharus helps with that, you know what I mean? And like, I've been kind of running things ever since you guys last heard. I mean, like, nobody else really stepped up to the plate, and I just have all my buddies helping me out. I have all these connections. So, yeah, I've been kind of, like, leading the play, showing people what to do. I mean, Donnie Crash has been around, and he's been helping out a ton. You may remember him as the mad scientist of the Highway Queens. He's helped us keep a good relationship with them. I mean, they've been crazy. The Highway Queens, there's 47 of them in counting right now. That's not including the 32 princesses that have been reported, the 4 empresses, the 3 presidents. I mean, they all rule up in the north, and I mean, there's no real telling them, no, you're not the princess of the Highway Queens. I mean, you just can't tell them that stuff. I mean, God forbid you tell a Highway Queen she's not really a Highway Queen. So they have wars inside their little group every once in a while and stuff. But we have bigger problems because, oh boy, the Golden Wars have started. And this started ever since the Golden State repaired from the New Beach City attack. And the Beach City, I mean, hate to admit that I was there, and they make it sound like this crazy thing. So they act like because of this one event where we stole a jet that belonged to Grimble anyways, that they have the right to invade all of the fucking filthy states. And I mean, they're better than the Gemstone Hordes, and they're better than certain other money popes and all these crazies out there, but the Golden State has overreached their power, and they're going crazy. I mean, even one of their representatives has been in the Greased Valley lately. Zane Phallos. I mean, ugh. God, don't get me started on the guy. He just goes around and spreads propaganda and rumors. He doesn't really love me, but I try to keep everybody working together and stuff. But Zane has been just thrown a wrench in every time I come up with an idea. That guy's the first one to come up and say, hey, why are you saying that? And I'm like, I don't know, that's a good idea. And he goes, yeah, why you think it's a good idea? And then I have to explain the whole plan of like, oh yeah, we could set up patrols and we switch off patrols so it's fair and stuff. Like, this guy literally questions every step I make, and I see that the sleeping giant gets closer to him every day. I mean, I try to keep everybody happy. I keep Grimble happy. Cassidy has been happy. My favorite cowboy centaur cyborg has been out there questing around, and Momo the Warlock, the Portal Warlock, you may remember. He's been one of my right-hand men. He's been helping me out every chance I get. I mean, he doesn't talk to me much, so I don't really know a ton about him, but I trust him. He always, like, is right there whenever I need him. The Sleeping Giant's really still looking for his buddies out there. I mean, he's the only survivor of the Greel Garrison, and I want to treat him good. I want him to make sure that he knows that we appreciate the sacrifice the Grail made in the two-front war, but Cosmic Slop's been rebuilding the slop pit. Ooh, that yum-yum food. Baltharus has been out there patrolling, keeping us safe. Ragnar, I don't know. Ragnar went into the Cave of Decadence a while ago, and I haven't really heard from him or seen him. Every once in a while, I'll see, like, my little grease fire will turn, like, this purplish color, and then I'll hear this voice, this ghastly, haunting voice swirl around my home, warning me about, like, I don't know, all these existential threats. I can't count all of the threats out there. I assume that's him. Yeah, I mean, looking out. Mother Maddox with all of her knives, keeping the valley safe. I mean, like, hey, we even have the Greased Dog High. She's principal down there nowadays, and keeping all the Greased Dogs under control. The Greased Dogs have really, like, honed their skills and come together, and they're, like, not really like a rambunctious gang anymore, but more of like the protectors of the town and kind of the backbone of the town. You need a job done, the Greased Dogs get it done every time. But they're still high school goons, you know, like the oldest ones aren't even like 22 yet. So yeah, we keep them all under check, especially in the Golden Wars. We don't want them running off to the Golden State. Now, really the Golden Wars is the Golden State versus everybody, but mainly the Gemstone Hordes. Since you guys last heard, the Gemstone Hordes have been having invasions throughout the south and into the west. They've been going near the Red Rocks, but they generally avoid that place. The Red Rocks have been really fortified lately, ever since the King of Stone took over down there. I mean, he's been running a really good operation. So the Gemstone Horde avoids them, but we still get Topaz motherfuckers showing up, throwing yellow spears at us and shit like that. We're like, what the fuck? Go away. And I've heard these rumors. And I can't verify them yet, but rumors that the Gemstone Horde could be working with a money pope, a potential collab between them. Oh, I couldn't even imagine. And I mean, those are already the threats we knew about. Some of the new threats in the world, I mean, like the Appalachian Mage Academy has formed, and they're really cool, but like some of their people have been getting weird ideas. And you know, over in the Appalachia, we can't check what's going on over the time. And some of those deep, dark gorges, they're practicing some sus magics out there, but they've got an academy, and they're trying to teach everybody how to hone this new power to the world. And now, yeah, a little bit less magical in the south are the Lone Star Gunmongers. They're hanging out down in Watub, Texas, and Let's just say you don't want to get caught up by them. They wear double bandanas on their head with these red glasses, sometimes goggles, and they'll ride around on their motorcycles until they find somebody that they can mug, they can highwayman, they can do whatever they want to. You know, them and the oil warriors keep each other busy. The oil warriors aren't really like a full group, more of just like the name of the scavengers who live in the Swamp Kingdom, who took over all the different oil wells and the oil drills. Some of them are led by old barons, old oil lords. You know, they're down there doing their thing. I try to avoid them, but the people we couldn't avoid came from frickin' the Northwest, Watub, Old Consin, stuff like that, over in that area. The Wax Wizard King has formed. And let's just say him and his wax legion tried to come into the valley not too long ago, a couple months ago. And that was the first Grease Valley war we have ever fought. The Grease Valley versus the Wax Legion. And let me just tell you, they were not easy. These dudes had wax throwers. So essentially, we would be coming to fight them, and they would cover us in wax, and they have these wax guns. So not only are they burning you and they're sticking you to the ground, I've seen some of my men melt into wax and then get solidified into statues. That's how awful these wax wizards were. I don't know how else to put them. It was terrifying. Until, you know, we got our grease throwers going. We modified one of their shitty wax throwers, put some grease in there, light that up. Oh, the wax was not doing anything anymore. We essentially had like napalm throwers. They'd shoot wax and we'd throw grease at them. And that went on for like a month until they retreated back to Old Consin. We never know when the Wax Legion will be back, but God, we could only stay safe for now. Okay. So lots of war, and I caught you guys up with what happened across the filthy states and especially in the Grease Valley, but lots of good has come in the world, lots of awesomeness, and one of the biggest pieces of awesomeness, I have become a quest master. Uh-oh, all the quests, I'm bringing them to you next. Stick around, it's that Grease Valley Radio. Alright, I know you guys are here for all the quests. You guys want to learn how to earn your loot, where you guys can find the quests today, and I'm the one bringing it to you. I'm the quest master general around here, you know what I mean? Raising a village ain't easy, but since I'm quest master general, I'm able to give people jobs and stuff, keep people busy, keep people working, you know what I mean? And keep people happy, because a lot of people around here have jobs that need to get done. And I keep telling them, it's the first quest I always bring up whenever I announce quests to people. The Sleeping Giant is still looking for a questing party to go look for the Sky Watchers over the Filthy Crest. Now, I was over there when I had to run away at one point. I don't know. I've never seen him over there. It's a crashed helicopter. He believes they could still be alive. It's been a few months. I don't know. I know the Greel are resourceful, but I figure if they were that resourceful, they would have made their way back. I don't know. The Sleeping Giant is convinced they're still alive, and I want to keep him happy as the only surviving Greel. So if anybody wants to go questing out there with him, please get to me as soon as possible. I don't know what he's offering, but I think as Grease Valley citizens, we should just do this for him, since he was a Greel, and the Greel sacrificed so much. I mean, just on top of that, I'll give you 3 barrels of grease. How about that? I mean, 2 cedarwood grease, 1 seal grease. You know what I mean? I'll bring it to you. Now, one that could pay really big, Mother Maddox. Mother Maddox need 5 emerald eggs. You know, you gotta, emerald eggs, not easy to find, and pretty much one of the only people you're gonna get it from is from Magthrone, the Emerald Empress. Now, she's found out somewhere in the Glacial Wanders, and, you know, to go up there, you're gonna have to be really well prepared. You're gonna have to have a lot of heat equipment on you. You're gonna have to have some warm pills, some nightlight pills, and, you know, you're gonna need something bigger than a vermin rifle. the creatures you find up there are insane. I mean, the Hodags have been, there's so many of them up there. You gotta be real careful out there. And Reports of thunderbirds going over the glaciers lately, causing giant thunderstorms, sometimes causing tornadoes even. You gotta be careful up there. But if you go find the 5 emerald eggs from Mother Maddox, she will give you 2 fucking candy canes. Yeah, I mean 2 candy canes, a bucket of schlap, 3 schmeg blunts, and 5 ounces of potato soup. That's a good deal. That's gonna keep you warm. That's gonna keep you happy, you know what I mean? And on a more personal front, I need someone to train my slime hawk for me. Durkin isn't gonna train herself. She needs to know how to become the ultimate slime hawk queen, especially with her mother out there. If the ultimate slime hawk queen ever found us, I mean, she'd probably just eat Larkin. So I need somebody to train my slime hawk. I'm just so busy out here. I gotta hand out quests. Speaking of, I got another quest. I heard this one from the Golden State, so you gotta be a little careful. I have my resources, though, and I trust them. If you can make it out there, I heard that the Grand Cosmic Cup is happening in 2 months. Now, that's gonna happen on the Big Pacific Highway, you know what I mean? That's one of the biggest races of the decade. They only hold it once a decade, and it's coming up 2 months from now. I'm talking the Grand Cosmic Cup. Are you going to enter? I would say be careful. I heard some of the top tier races are gonna be there this year. I heard Laser Finbone was gonna be driving his giant shark truck out there. That thing eats other cars. You gotta be careful. I heard the Haunted Semi is gonna be there. You remember the Haunted Semi that was going through eating towns on the Broken Coast? I heard it made its way to the Pacific Highway, and I heard it's a number one contender for winner of the Grand Cosmic Cup. What car are you bringing? You know what I mean? I heard Donnie Crash might sign up, but he does need some help right now. He's been scavenging up a ton of parts to build a car, but also, you know, protect the kingdom, make some defenses, build some robots even to protect us, help us out. And Donnie Crash, this is an escort mission. I know, not everybody's favorite, but trust me, goes to a really good cause. And, you know, Donnie Crash needs protections to go out to the ruins of Stone Prison. He wants to go looting out there for anything he could find. Now, yes, I was there when Stone Prison was destroyed, and no, I don't take accountability for it. No one can blame me for that. And who knows who's out there? There could still be stone cops out there. Fucking Gun Knight could be lurking around. I don't know. So he's gonna need protection. He's looking for at least a Silverwood tier per hero. I mean, Marauder, Scavenger, whatever you are. He isn't judged. As long as you're up in that tier, above dish soap tier, you know, probably not something as big as like Elderwood tier. That, I mean, you could be spending your time probably something better, but Donnie Crash needs your help. And last thing, this isn't really like part of the quests, but like this is just a trouble the Grease Valley has had, and I might have to do a quest or do something about it, because Zane Phallos really wants me to cut an ad and to make a quest to, as he put, execute this robot motherfucker. And of course, he's talking about the robot prince that we captured at the end of the two-front war. And, God, he just wants to execute the robot. He just keeps shouting, like, he'll stand outside the prison with a sign and just keep shouting, shoot that motherfucker, shoot that motherfucker already. And I don't get it. I don't get the death sentence. I don't think death is the answer to anything. I don't think that's a way to rehabilitate anybody. So I don't know what's going on in Zane's head. He's obviously saying I'm wrong on this one. He says the death sentence is the only sentence for a robot. And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you, dude? But I don't know. It seems like some people agree with him. I've been trying to get people to protect the robot prince because I'm like, well, at least let's have a trial. At least let's hear him out. You know what I mean? We can't just execute dude without giving him a fair trial. So that's kind of what I'm pitching. If you guys want to help me out, form this trial, if you're a judge, if you're any of that, I could really use the help. The robot prince seems safe now. He he denounced the god AI. He doesn't seem under his influence anymore. He seems like he could even help out the valley. Seems very intelligible with food science. He could maybe make farms for us. And you know, he's a nice guy. He's got nice eyes and shit. So like, you know, just leave him alone. Don't shoot him. At least let's give him a trial, people. That's just what I have to say on that one real quick. And let's get a commercial. You know what I mean? A commercial to you.
Hey, what's up? It's Godfrey Malone here with why New Beach City is your next destination spot. Oh, let me tell you, this city's evolved from the ashes of the tech terrorist attack and the jet chimera rampage. Oh, we've grown out of it, and through it, you could visit our beautiful pink sand beaches. Ride those waves for forever, you know, watch out for the sea wolves, or maybe feed them a couple fishes while you're off on the board. Maybe the water fae out there will bless you with their magic, you know, you never know what will happen. Oh, you like to eat? Hey, the eateries, let me tell you, yo, the emerald crab, ooh, I've never had a more buttery seal, ooh, you, ooh, seafarers delight, they turn fish into cupcakes, you know what I mean? And, oh, and don't get me started, if you're looking to make your own meal, but with organic Beach City ingredients, Gunmelon Market is where you want to shop, they got all the vendors. And let me tell you, our expansive theater scene is only getting bigger and bigger. The today's special shows are Fungi Forest Fairies and Praise to the Dragon, premiering on New Beach City, you know what I mean? Come check it out today. Smoke a Stardust Blunt with me at Beach City, Ayo, Godfrey Malone, out.
Hello, hello, ghouls,
ghosts,
goblins,
and everything in between. Welcome to Across the Veil with hosts Emma
and Zelda. We're two amateur cryptozoologists on a mission to explore the things that lie beyond.
Beyond what?
I don't know, the veil? It just sounds poetic and mysterious.
True. Learn about cryptids, folklore, monsters, and things that are just kind of haunted.
Anything that seems a little otherworldly and strange.
Just like us. New episodes out every Thursday on all of your favorite podcast platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at across.the.veil and Twitter at AcrossTheVeil1.
We hope you join us next time.
Across the Veil.
Hey, hey, so as you guys are coming back, I actually have a transmission coming in. Uh-oh, it's from my favorite quester out there. And you guys, I can't wait to bring you guys his stories and adventures. We're staying inside lately. After all the chaos and stuff, I like reporting to you guys from the safety of my bunker again. So, to hear some of the outside world out there, I've got Cassidy calling in. You know it. It's Cassidy Shootout. Out Oakley, the cyborg centaur cowboy, our hero, the relic hunter himself. So, without further ado, I'm gonna patch him in. Hey, Cassidy.
Howdy, Molly. How's your days going? Well, you asked me to send in a transmission to check in with y'all, so hey, how's it been going in your world? Me here, I've been searching. I've been searching for relics like always, and my latest lead has got me searching for the Mudkam Festival, a giant music festival with all the marauders and fiends showing up. I've heard that one of the ancient battle rock juggernauts is gonna show up with none other than the evil eye of Baylor. Now, the this relic comes from Celtic culture, going all the way back to the ancient god Balor, an evil cyclops with an eye that was said to disintegrate whole towns, even said to petrify those who didn't fucking stay out of his way. With this petrifying tool, I might be able to upgrade my systems to become an unstoppable machine, but first, I gotta find this Mudkin Festival. And to do that, I'm out here looking for more leads. The latest lead came from a gun bird that was in Twilight Town, the little settlement set out outside this Twilight City. He told me to go find an amusement park. Apparently, there's an amusement park that ran only by teenagers and a bunch of kids outside of Sky City. So I'm out here looking around. It's been a nice couple days traveling through Watumpa, Colorado. Colorado Trail is a beautiful scene through and through. And when you got four mechanical legs to bring you through it, it ain't even a sweat. Now, I ran into a few threats out here. Some snow spiders. I ran into one of their nests. They ain't the friendliest of folk, but they got blasted down by the rest. I know you like your cryptids, and when I was out here, I actually saw one of them rock bolt sliders. The bolt rock sliders, those things barrel down mountains nowadays at speeds upward of 200 miles an hour. But on the nice end, I saw a cosmic stag meditating by the river. A really good time. And of course, the forever snowstorm is still over Napa Valley. It's raging as hard as ever, but I'm here traveling along. What the hell? Holy hell, Ron! Come out wherever you are.
Shiny horse, you listen here now. Give us all of your loot or we'll magic you. Give us magic you up against the wall. We'll magic you into the sky. You don't even know. Give up all the loot, shiny horse man.
I saw you from behind there. Come out, amphibian, and face me in a duel.
Hey, fuck you!
Yes.
We are the mob!
Yes.
Get him, boy!
Come on, yeah! You come at me! This is shitty ground, folks! You fucking got me there. You got me pinned behind this tree, Bolly, but I'm always a resourceful one. I got this sack. I got this sack full of cat litter. Watch this. If I put the cat litter in this component and I flood it with some oil, and I'll charge that up into my own cannon. Alright. Hey, Mog! How about y'all taste some of this? This here napalm bomb! look at those little froggies jumping around on the... Oh, shit! One of their mages is putting them out! He's using glyphs as a shield to put the fires out! That napalm won't come off easy, but now's my chance to get out of here! Fuck you, Mog! You gotta understand. I'll get back to you when you can. Thanks for checking in on me. This has been Cassidy Shootout Oakley. Out of here.
Hey, always good to hear from Cassidy, Shootout Oakley, my favorite, my homeboy, out there questing. If you see him, offer him a schmeg blunt, offer him a good drink, he can tell you stories, you know, you always want to meet people out when you're adventuring and stuff. So if you see him around, give him a nice drink, buy him a dinner maybe, and he could give you some fun stories. Now, In my last segment, I will give you some more reports. Now, I'm talking stories from all across the filthy states, and no more war history, no more none of that. I'm talking news reports, the things you need to know that are going on, and potentially things happening near your community. Now, firstly, I wanted to bring up, I heard rumors of a cryptid sanctuary out there. I heard in Watub, Oregon, that actually out near Bend, Oregon, there is a cryptid sanctuary. They're bringing in these cryptids and they're keeping them safe from all these scavengers and all these freaking looters out there, all those horrible poachers. I mean, I don't think the Lotus Pete has made her way all the way down there yet, but like, I've heard they got things like the squonk out there. I heard that they're protecting different baby thunderbirds, all the good crypties out there, all the different big feet. I'm talking Mudman. I'm talking the skunk ape. I'm talking Momo. I'm talking all the good stuff for you out there. Keeping you safe. I heard they got a couple dragons from Iowa. And, you know, they're just trying to keep all these cryptids safe out there. I really want to go meet them. I heard it's a pair of ladies out there who are just really cryptozoology masterminds. I heard CM Kozman was actually able to go down there a while ago, as you'll remember. I did an interview with homeboy. I mean, one of his alter egos, you know what I mean? But yeah, cryptozoologists rejoice. There is a sanctuary out there. So freaking cool. I want to go visit it for sure. Now, keep your eye out for that, but one thing to keep your eye out to be safe for is robot shamblings. I heard shambling robots, shambling metals, can be found all throughout the Southeast right now. I'm talking Watub, Florida. I'm talking Watub, Missouri. I'm saying be careful out there, because I've heard they've been out there just scavenging, just looking for parts, and then dragging them into the forest, dragging them into the swamp, and I don't know what's going on in there. If you ever see where the robot shamblings are bringing all of the scavenged metal to, please give us a heads up. But if you see them, don't interact with them. Don't call any attention to yourself. We don't know how they'll react. And by seeing what they did to the valley last time they were here, I would say be extremely careful and cautious, because I saw one stab the shit out of Mayor, and that was sad. I don't want to see that again. And this one, I would say, I don't know, be cautious of, but I don't know, they could be cool. I heard that there's a vigilante hyperpower squad out there. They're going around calling themselves the Savior Squad. Sounds a little oofity to me. I don't know about that name, but they said they're here to save the filthy states. I don't necessarily know from who. I don't know what they consider the filthy states, like who they consider citizens of the filthy states, because I don't know, it sounds like they're going around like beating the shit out of whoever gets in their way. But be careful for the Savior Squad, the new vigilante hyper-powered squad out there. You know, if they ever come near the Grease Valley, I might try to give them a quest or two, but like, I'd rather them just kind of steer clear. A new adventure may be coming near you today, because I'm talking the adventure film director, Max Mowgli. Max Mowgli could be coming near you today with the he's got a new series going. He's got all these movies going on. He needs high speed chases. He needs shootout with lizard folks. He needs magic dudes to shoot fireballs at giant spaceships. You know what I mean? He needs you for his next film. And if he ever comes near the Grease Valley, maybe I could get him in on some stuff. Maybe we could like do like a little fake fight between like the sleeping giant and the grease dozer. You never know. It could be fun. And definitely one thing to be cautious of. I heard there is reports of potential elder entities out near the Red Rocks. Now, these ones aren't giant and menacing, but Sarenstone turtles have been reported outside of the Red Rocks. And I don't don't necessarily know what they're doing. I heard they just kind of like gnaw on dead bodies and suck the blood out of them. Just kind of like how regular Saren Stone would work, but now there's a turtle creature living inside of them. So, yeah, be careful of that. Saren Stone and Elder entities definitely have something to do with each other at this point. I think, I don't know. I'm gonna bring you guys more Elder entity talk next episode, and we'll give you guys a whole big deep dive on that. And just so you guys know, I have a scientist coming to the Grease Valley. I have science. I don't know their name necessarily. They used a lot of cryptic code. Their code on the messenger we've been using, scum.com, is let me find it again. It's the Marvelous McStab. They're gonna come by and do some work on the M-Jet. They said that they're gonna take a look at Captain Grimble's M-Jet and maybe potentially identify the strange blue fluids and the fuel it uses. We still don't know the properties of it and what else it could potentially do. I mean, it's been letting the jet work at hyperspeed and defy physics, so we'd like to know what's in this fuel and if we could potentially run our city off of it, if we could expand with it, use it in other vehicles. We don't know, so we need the science boy to come check it out. Science person, I don't know who they are. They could be anybody. But the Marvelous McStab's gonna come check out the M-Jet, and I'm really excited. Just some updates, some news reports. Be careful out there for Elder entities. Keep your eye out for any cryptids and maybe potentially send them to that sanctuary to make sure they stay safe. Ooh-wee! I'm gonna bring a wrap-up to you guys today. Hey, how's it going, all my little Grease babies? Thank you for joining us for another episode of Grease Valley Radio. We back, baby! You know how it's going. And I've got a whole bunch of adventures to share with you guys, so stick around. We're gonna be here for a little bit. You never know what's gonna happen with the Golden State. I got more cryptids. Cryptids and Elder entities coming to you. You wanna hear about a bunch of creatures? I'm gonna bring it to you. Man, Bella, you gotta eat so loud over there. Oh my God, Bella's just munching up a storm. Little baby Bella, soon she's gonna grow into big Bella. Big baby Bella. So adorable. You gotta have a grease pig. Good old grease pig warms the heart every time. And you know, gives you some free grease. If you've ever done a wrap up with us, you know that we gotta do a checkup. Ooh, checkup on you. Because we gotta take care of each other. We're a community. We gotta make sure everybody's well taken care of. So, how's your water levels? Is your house fully built? Is there wind coming through cracks in the walls? We'll fix it, you know? Or call me up and I could come fix it with you. We could smoke a schmeg blunt. We could chill. You know what I mean? I could bring over some grease burgers. Yum, yum. Those energy burgers. I still got a bunch that Greg left for me. I mean, the Greasy Greg cults, the group, they want to have the energy burgers, but I'm not giving them to them, not yet. I'll tell you guys more about them later. I don't know, they keep freaking hassling me and calling me a prophet. I'm not with all of that kind of stuff. I'm just here to smoke schmeg and bring you guys the news reports and talk about this big, awesome world, you know what I mean? How is your schmeg levels? You got an ounce, you got a quarter, you got at least like a dub, you know what I mean? You gotta have something to smoke up when times get stressful. And you know, it's holiday season time, so make sure you're checking up on all of your people. Make sure you're checking up on their water levels. If they're having enough schmeg, because right now's a hard time, so you gotta look out for the ones closest to you, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is the holiday season. Whatever you're celebrating, just make sure that you have an awesome time and you're with the people you love and you're checking on the people who need it. gotta care for the family, and you guys are my big old greasy ass family, so I gotta check up on you guys. Ooh, alright, well, it's been another great episode with you guys. Stick around for cryptids and elder entities next. I talked about the Sarenstone turtles, but if you guys remember the turtle from last season I talked about that had a city on its back, well, it's been on its move, and I need to tell you guys stuff about it. It's ridiculous, and I hope you guys like the coming back to the staying in the station, not as many adventures out there. I'm sure I'll hear plenty of adventures, but you watch out, because in a couple episodes, let me tell you, I got a questing squad out there right now, made up of a few grease dogs and a freelancer, and they've been out there looking for Rap Dungeon. Well, as soon as they find that, I'm gonna put together the best questing crew, and I'm gonna bring you guys a live quest, a whole dungeon. I'm gonna bring you through the dungeoneering, through the stress, through the campouts, through all the stuff. But first, we gotta find Rap Dungeon, and that's what they're out there doing right now. So stick around for the live quest. Stick around for cryptids and elder entities. Stick around for all the good greasy content. Ooh. Thank you guys for coming back to more Grease Valley Radio, and make sure you stick around for the whole adventure. To you.